Good morning, Rabbi
Northwest London. Monday, 8th of Iyar, 9th of May, 23rd of Yomer, Rabbi Emanuel Danan Shlita. Why and when is peeling mutter on Shabbos? This week's Torah was sponsored by family Donner, the first simple of a mitzvah of Tzvi Donner last Shabbos. Yirot and Shizka Horovus Kenel, Rav Nachas, Imenu, Nikol Yotzei, Cholet Sehem.
Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Apologies for my lateness. I'm just learning London traffic. I saw the traffic was completely clear before I went to Shachris, 8:41, and then it was absolutely not moving after Shachris. But the advantage of having a very quick and short snapshot is that it tests the skills of the rabbi, because it's not what you say in the shir, it's what you miss out. And that's a really, knowing what to say, so that I have to condense in and get straight to the point. Right, I'm speaking about peeling on Shabbos. And the first question, which says, why is peeling mutar? Why is peeling mutar on Shabbos? Can anybody perhaps suggest what the question is? Why should it not be okay to peel? Another melacha that would seemingly, at first, no, ain't working with patish, but if me. Sorry? Rabbi Sai. Melacha number one, chayresh. Melacha number two, after you plow, comes zorea. Melacha number three, koite. Four, gathering together, me'amer, oimis, veras oimis. Number five, dosh. Threshing. What's threshing? Now, boy, say, what's threshing? You've got the kernel. You've got the kernel inside the stalk, right? In the Mishkan, the melachas here were done for the preparation of the samamonim. The samamonim are the binding agents. The Chaya Odom and others pointing out, they're not the dye. The dyes were made from the chilazin and other animals, oires, eli, meodomim. But the samamonim were there to ensure that the color catches and doesn't fade onto the material. So that's what they say. In order to produce the samamonim, they needed to do all those melachas. The fifth melacha, number five, is dosh, threshing. What's threshing? Taking the kernel from the stalk. You're taking the edible kernel, right? And you are threshing it out. Either you do it with your behema, or you do it with your hands. You beat it so that the kernel is detached, disconnected from its encasing. And that is the melacha of dosh. You're taking oichel, which is trapped inside its shell, encased inside the shell, and you are disconnecting it from its outside shell and taking it out from there. Anybody can tell us quickly a few toldos of dosh?
Milking
an animal. Nursing. Schita. Thank you. Squeezing a cloth. The water or the liquid is trapped inside the cloth. I squeeze it. I'm interested in the water coming out. That's a melacha of, it's called schita, which is a tolda of dosh. Dosh is taking something which is inside something else, entrapped inside, and I'm taking it out. Squeezing is a similar activity. And the other type of squeezing, which is a melacha min ha-Torah?
Juice.
Which two fruits, only two fruits in the Torah, are you chayav for squeezing those fruits? Only two of them, according to most poskim.
Grapes,
thank you, and olives. Why only grapes and olives? Because it's got to be, in order to, a tolda has to be similar to the av. The av was food from something which is not raw to eat. The encasement, the stalk, you can't do anything with the stalk of the samamanim, of stalk of wheat. It's psoil, it's gomel. So you're taking an oichel, which is trapped inside a psoilus, that's dosh. The tolda has to be similar. Therefore, in order to be similar, if a person takes a pea, sugar snaps are like peas in the pod, But the difference between sugar snaps and regular English peas are that the English peas are in a pod which is inedible. Therefore, if you remove those peas, that's meleches dosh. That's a typical example of dosh. But if you remove the little tiny peas from sugar snaps, not only it's not chayv, it's mutar. Why? Because it's oichel me'oichel. Everything is edible. So even if you fancy just the little piece inside, that's mutar. For the tolda to be similar to the melacha, the thing which you are extracting from has to be vastly different, very different to the thing you're squeezing. Therefore, any other mashkim, oranges, or any mashkim, strawberries, minatoira, those are not called a mashke. Strawberry juice, orange juice, lemon juice, all that is not called a mashke. It doesn't have the din of mashke. You know the Yad Shachat Dam, the seven liquids which one needs for food to come into contact with. The only mashkim from fruits are shemen, shemen and?
Yain.
And yain. That's the yain, for yad is the yain, and then the shemen is shochat. Yeah? So since only those two are mashke, only that's called taking a mashke from an oichel. Everything else is called ich uchla de ifras. It's called food, which I'm just cut, just like you're allowed to cut a food. That's the way you look at b'isoichet other mashkim. But it is also midrabanan. But I'm explaining why it's not an issum in atoy, because although this is liquid, it's in its liquid form, and this is in a solid form, that's not enough of a difference between the two to make it similar to the other.
What about
dash? Okay. Another example of dash, which we didn't say, and this is very, very, very important, because moistless often send honeycombs to their, to say thank you, or as a fundraising gesture. They send honeycombs, because it's a convenient way of sending honey, and you've got to be really careful, because breaking the honeycombs, which is inedible, and extracting the dash is a melacha d'oraisa of dash. Thank you very much. That's mamash a melacha d'oraisa of dash. And the same thing, because the honeycomb is completely inedible, and you're taking the honey which is trapped inside. Our Rabbi Sai, but they say, we're sending it for Yom Tov. We're not sending it for Shabbos. And the answer is, Rabbi Sai, dash. Are you allowed to squeeze on Yom Tov? You're not. It's one of those melachas which is also, it comes before lash, and therefore, Schita and Dosh are also on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is the same as Shabbos, so therefore you're not allowed to break those honeycombs.
Oranges and lemons?
Sorry?
Oranges and lemons.
Oranges and midrabanan. On Shabbos is midrabanan? Yeah, correct. You can put it into. I'm not going to go into the whole Vekas Dosh. Yom Tov is the same as Shabbos. Okay, so Rabbi Sai, let's go back. So we said, peeling should be problem of boirer, and now what should it be problem? Tangerine or a walnut, soilless, completely inedible, inside is oichel. What am I doing cracking the nut? I'm taking the oichel, mamish the same as dosh. Why is it mutter? It's definitely mutter. The Ramah says when you peel shell an egg, shell nuts, peel garlic, oh, onions, mutar. What condition do you need to be careful of? Rabbi Sai? You're allowed to peel, but there's a problem of boirer. Boirer, but which normally the three rules of boirer are oichel mitoch tsoiles, miyad, and biyad miyad means immediate use, biyad veloy bekli. You're not allowed to do it with kli. However, normal peeling, since you can't do any other way, right? You can't take out the tangerine without removing the peel. Therefore, it's mutar, it's derech achila, even though you're removing the peel from the tangerine. However, says the Ramah, you must be careful to do it for immediate use. That means you can't say, well, I'm peeling tangerines already and oranges, and I'm going to make a big salad, big enough for lunch and for shoulder shoulders. Can't do that, because it's you do what you need for lunch, but you can't do for that which is later, even if it's for Shabbos use, because it's got to be for miyad. People have to be careful. You don't have to think, well, am I going to use all this salad? What's the norm to prepare for that meal? That's mutter. But you're not allowed to do in excess of that. But that no problem. But no problem of dosh. What happened to dosh? Meleches dosh does not have a heter. You're not allowed to squeeze grapes in order to drink grape juice straight away. So the problem is, what happened to the meleches dosh? There are three approaches to this question. The Ramah says, very interesting. That's why I brought you that. I printed out those sheets from Wikipedia. Blessed. And this I did not know. Did you see how the walnut grows on the tree? And the almonds, yeah? The almonds and walnuts are what's called a jupe. A jupe is, you know, every peach, you've got the hard stone inside, and inside that, you've got a seed, a large seed. That normally, it looks like an almond, right? It's inedible, it's very, very bitter. That's what a walnut and an almond are, also a jupe. Why? Because it's got an encasing with the seed inside, right? So an almond, that's called a jupe. But how does the almond grow? The almond grows with a silver, velvety cover to that to the almond. As you can see on the second picture, they're green, and then it turns brown, and that. Gradually, over time, it opens up automatically, and then it sheds, it comes off. The Ramah says, to remove that, is an Issur D'oraisa. To remove that outer encasing is a Melacha D'oraisa of Dosh, and it doesn't help you that you want to use it straight away. Similarly with the walnuts, did you see the picture of the walnuts? That whole nut, which is completely inedible, if you remove that green when it's still attached, that's a melacha of dosh. So what's the difference between the inner shell and the outside shell? So I'll share with you two melachim, which is, they're very, very similar. And perhaps another time, the third melach. And that is, the igletal says, the difference is, dosh is preparation of food. It's the stage which is done in the field. Me'amer, it follows me'amer. You know, gathering produce is only also at the place where the produce was harvested. If you moved all your harvest, and you moved it to another field, and then it got scattered, and you gathered it together, that's not a melacha, because it's part of the process of the production of the food. Dosh is the melacha when this is the production of the food. Derech achila, when it's something which is typically done, it's typically left at till just before you eat it, that, like boirer, is called derech achila. It doesn't have the shame dosh. So therefore, say the poiskim, the av melacha, grain. No, you don't take grain home, you don't take the stalks home and start threshing it at home. You thresh it en masse, in big amounts, in the field, in production. Then you have the grains which you want. That's when it's a melacha dosh. But something which is typically done in small quantities and just before you eat it, that doesn't have the shame dosh, even though to all appearances it seems the same. And therefore, the poskim say you're allowed to crack nuts, garinim, Lefatzeh garinim, you're allowed to have, what garinim in English? You're allowed to do that, and you're allowed to peel as long as you do it before. Now, there's machlok, what about peanuts? The Shevet HaLevi was machmir by peanuts, because he says, look, you can see millions and millions and millions of products of peanuts, which are done en masse, yeah, and they're shelled, and you, KP peanuts, they're already made for you, right? However, most boys can mutty peanuts as well. That means you can cut, the peanuts are in monkey, what in their shells are called monkey nuts, right? Most boys can allow that as well, because even the peanuts, even that, as long as it's the norm to do it at home, even though it might be, things might have changed and it's now done en masse in factories, that's just a convenient thing. For instance, dried bananas and any dried fruits. You can have Yeah? Dried bananas. Nobody's going to suggest that now you're not allowed to peel bananas because lots of them are manufactured and already peeled because it's a normal thing to peel. It's the same thing with monkey nuts. It's still not the abnormal thing to buy monkey nuts and to crack them. And therefore, although some are machmir with regards to monkey nuts, but most poiskim, the Chazanish was mati, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach was mati to crack monkey nuts and thereby to eat the peanuts. So, halacha lemaise, peeling is mutar. Mitzad boyer, the reason why it's mutar is because it's derech achila. So, although it normally it goes keneged the regular requirement, which is oichim mitoich apsoilas, but here since it's not possible in any other way, it's mutar. However, you must make sure to do it for immediate use. And mitzad dosh, the reason why it's not subject to dosh, because it's an activity which is typically done not en masse, not in production, but rather it remains with its peel, with its shell, and is only peeled samuch to achila. That does not have the shame dosh. Thank you, Rabbi Isai, for listening.
What about peanuts which are already out of the wok, that just got the brown shell?
Yeah.
Is that also
awesome? I couldn't. No, that's not.
That
no, you mean according to Shabbat Ali? Most people can make it.